online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Nicola Everett.
All the party leaders at Westminster are going to get together to agree what to do about allegations of sexual harassment.
I've written to all party leaders, inviting them to a meeting early next week so we can discuss a common, transparent, independent grievance procedure for all those working in Parliament. We have a duty to ensure that everyone coming here to contribute to public life is treated with respect.
Yeah. Theresa May's been speaking in the Commons after several allegations emerged in recent days. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he's happy to take part in the process of setting up an official grievance procedure for the latest allegations centre around First Secretary of State and Ashford MP Damian Green, who says they're untrue and deeply hurtful.
Do you regret your conduct with Kate Marby, sir?
All
the allegations are completely false. Thank you.
Do you regret your behaviour?
He had nothing else to say to journalists outside his home this morning following claims he touched an activist's knee and sent her suggestive messages. He says he's contacted lawyers.
KMFM News.
A damning report found the Hillsborough families were dehumanised by authorities after the disaster in which 96 of their relatives died. It's been published today by the former Bishop of Liverpool, the Right Reverend James Jones. It paints a shocking picture of the way they were treated by police and the media. Margaret Aspinall, whose son James died that day in 1989, is glad they're now being listened to.
I urge them to make changes within the law, within a lot of other things, that this never happens again to anybody. Nobody must ever go through what our families have gone through ever again.
It's reported a note pledging allegiance to Islamic State has been found in a truck which crashed into people in New York, killing eight. A 29-year-old from Uzbekistan has been arrested and is having surgery after being shot by police. The suspect was in the US legally, but Donald Trump has reacted by urging officials to carry out more checks on people arriving in the country. Changes have been made to the proposed route of the controversial Lower Thames Crossing. Highways England now want it to be three lanes in both directions, which will involve widening the A2 to junction 1 of the M2 to improve traffic flows. The idea is to link it with the A226 near Northfleet, which has been scrapped after concerns from locals that it would cause too much traffic. Police have named two people who died in a crash in Thanet last week as a father and daughter from Broadstairs. 49-year-old Valentino Coleman and 21-year-old Liv were hit by a van as they stood next to their car near Manston Airport last Monday night. Police want anyone who saw it or has dash cam footage to come forward.
This is KMFM.
Two Kent sisters have told KMFM why they've decided to have major surgery to reduce their chances of getting cancer. The pair, who are only in their 20s, are planning to have their breasts and ovaries removed. It's after they were screened and tested positive for a mutated gene that their grandmother also carried. Natalie Savage from Herne Bay wants others who think they might be at risk to see their GP.
I wanted to know, sort of one way or the other, as I say, if I'd been negative, it then allowed me to just not give it a second thought, and it hasn't really affected my life negatively at all.
Two men have been jailed for a total of more than 10 years after attacking a man with a camping stove in Maidstone. The pair hit the victim in the face in a caravan in Albion Place in April. And Harvey Weinstein's been announced as a celebrity effigy being burned on the Eden Bridge bonfire this weekend. Organisers choose a different famous figure every year to go up in flames. Last year, it was Donald Trump.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Manchester United are celebrating after last night's Champions League win at home. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Jose Mourinho's team have won their fourth Champions League group game from four after beating Benfica 2-0 at Old Trafford. A late penalty sealed the victory. Elsewhere, Chelsea had a bad night at Roma after being thrashed 3-0, and Celtic can no longer reach the last 16 after losing 2-1 at home to Bayern Munich. Looking to tonight, Tottenham face Real Madrid at Wembley and Man City are at Napoli. Liverpool are at home to Slovenian club Maribor. In cricket, England head coach Trevor Bayliss says he's not worried about his players' off-field behaviour on their Ashes tour. The squad are without vice-captain Ben Stokes in Australia after his arrest in Bristol on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm on a night out. Bayliss says no curfews will be set, but he expects the players to adopt a mature approach.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a reminder to the players that the responsibilities that they have got, not just for themselves and their teammates, but to the game in general.
And in tennis, British number two Carl Edmonds in second round action at the Paris Masters this afternoon. He faces American Jack Sock.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.